A knock at the door on the far side of the room interrupted morbid thoughts. It opened to admit a big man, only a little shrunken by age, a thick shock of wiry white hair above a deeply lined but fleshy face full of character and humour.
"Salut, salut!"
he said, and shut the door behind him to approach them across the room, supported by a gnarled old walking stick with a brass tip, his walk stiff-gaited but steady. He wore a dark suit, tightly buttoned across a patterned pullover, and an open-necked shirt that was grubby and frayed around the collar. If Enzo had been asked to guess, he would have said that the old man was around 80. His dark eyes twinkled with mischief and humour.
"How is the old boy today?"
Alain smiled patiently and explained to Enzo,
"Jacques has a couple of years on my father and always likes to refer to him as the old boy."
It was a joke that had clearly worn thin. But Enzo was astonished and looked at the old man anew.
94,
Jacques said, answering the unasked question, fiercely proud of his achievement. He held out a hand to shake Enzo's.
"Jacques Gassman at your service, monsieur."
And Enzo detected the faintest hint of an accent that he couldn't quite place. There was still power in the grip of the big, bony old hand. Alain said,
"Jacques and my father each had their own practice on the island until they set up the medical centre together."
"Oh," Enzo said, "so it's Dr. Gassman." "It is,"
the old man said proudly.
"I come to see the old boy every other day just to keep an eye on him. And he always asked me to keep an eye on that son of his, too,"
he winked at Alain.
"So I do that as well."
"You do," Alain said. "This is Monsieur Enzo MacLeod, Jacques."
"Yes, I know. I do still read the papers, young man."
He turned toward Enzo.
"Even if it takes a little longer than it used to."
He paused.
"You've come to solve our little island mystery."
Enzo shrugged acknowledgement.
"If I can. I have been hoping to discuss Monsieur Killian's medical condition with his physician."
He glanced at old Emile.
"But clearly that's not going to be possible."
"Well, you can still look at his medical records."
He turned toward the younger doctor.
"Can't he, Alain? I thought you had all Emile's old paper records brought here to the house when the centre was computerized."
"Yes, we did. They're all in boxes up in the attic. I never thought of that. I suppose Adam Killian's records could be up there among them."
He looked at Enzo.
"Would you like me to check?"
Enzo nodded.
"That would be very helpful."